Recording in progress. It always sounds like she like works for the FBI or something. Recording in progress. I'm like, oh no, be careful now.
Yeah.
So, hey, happy Thursday, but it's not really Thursday, but it's I'm planning on doing this on Thursday. So we're going to pretend it's Thursday, but that's okay. But I'm with David Chislett. He is up in the Dutch islands. We can make it sound really exotic for people who don't know.
Yes. Yeah. I'm on Texel, which is the first of the islands in the North Sea, just off the coast of the Netherlands, having a bit of a break with my extended family.
Nice. So I was just talking with David. We did a video last week, which is if you listen to the podcast or watch the video, that was high quality video stuff. None of this iPhones in the woods with the dog, or you know, choppy connection from island remote locations. And that was with David's crew, who collaborated on his course and made it look fantastic. I was really impressed with their job. But what I was really excited about and I wanted to talk about, because I'm very envious, is that you have a course that is finished. I know that maybe sounds odd, but even more exciting for those watching or listening is that it's a course that is finishable as well.
Yeah.
And so finished and it's finishable, because I keep like making sure with David, we'll talk about the course in a minute, but like on the meta level, it is not, I keep joking with David about how there, so you're sure there's not an 800 page grammar book that goes with this, that I need to study back and forth and spend 7 years of my life on. And he says, no grammar book, no scary stuff like that. And so, but it's done. The course is ready and it's finished, and it is finishable because it's not too long. I did it in a matter of hours. And so let's hear about it. So I keep talking about the course, sort of around it. Tell us a little bit more about it.
All right, cool. The course is called Rock Your Writing. Excuse the hand. I'm just trying to keep the wind off my headset microphone here. The course is called Rock Your Writing. It lives on Teachable. And indeed, it's 8 modules long. And to work your way from the beginning to the end of each module, you know, if you're really thorough, shouldn't take you much more than an hour. But there are tasks and there are quizzes, so it could end up taking you more than that. So conceivably, if you went really fast, you could bang your way through it in an afternoon. But what Rock Your Writing is all about is helping you to improve your writing skills. Not to spell words better, not to write books or to write copy or marketing text or anything, but actually just to fix the fundamental compositional errors that you may have picked up in your learning of English or in your learning of writing in general. We don't tend to have compositional class at high school, and most certainly not really at university, although they may tell you you've written a very bad essay, but not exactly why. So Rock Your Writing is a very doable online resource to help you go back to the basics of sentence construction, introducing paragraphs, you know, having a logic and a structure to what you write, and all the little bits and pieces like the terms of agreement within a sentence, that your verb agrees with your time word and that they both agree with your subject. All of that kind of stuff is packaged in there. And it is doable for a number of reasons. One, because, you know, in order to actually get anything done, we've got to remain focused and motivated and inspired. So I got my good friend Alia Sandover in to help me with sort of a loose gamification. And that's also part of the whole idea about the how short the course is. It's doable. And it's obvious from the start that it's doable. You know, each module consists of lessons which are no more than a couple of minutes. So, and it's a lot of fun. Which is the whole point. And that's basically it. It's $175. It's online at Teachable. And you just have to sign up and get going. There's, you know, do it in your own time, at your own pace.
You know, you had said, as we've talked about this, you had said it's not a copywriting course. It's not a book authoring course. It's not it's not a lot of things, but I think it is the core to then do all of those things better. And even, and we can talk about your target audience, but I would think your target audience is probably not me, native English speaker, who's written a bunch of books. And I think I can string a sentence together. However, I took a course and I learned a whole bunch of stuff. And I really then improved my writing because it also gave me tools that I could use and think about. And even if they're subconscious, because they came in like, oh yeah, word order. Oh yeah, if I say the sentence in this way, it's going to make this element of the sentence stronger than if I put it over here. I'm like, oh, well, that's important because I want this element to be more important. Oh, great. And so a much more conscious approach. Is that about right?
I mean, the course, that is about right. Of course, I think the immediate tendency is for people to say, this is for second language users of English who don't really have maybe the confidence in their language skills to write better. And the pattern and the methodology of writing in their native tongue is possibly influencing their writing in English. And that is very true. It will help you tidy it up, particularly by firming up on the notion of standard word order, which many other languages just simply do not have. But over and above that, it's really about people who need, like really need to improve the impact of their writing. Because, you know, once you start tidying this stuff up, what's going on in your head, what you really mean, becomes much more visible in what you write. All too often, what we write actually relies on body language and intonation for its meaning. And therefore, when you just see that the words on a screen or on a page, it's next to impossible to pick that up. So Rock Your Writing introduces how important that idea is and how to change your patterns to deal with that. So yeah, you're not the first native English speaker who's also written a whole bunch of books to say, oh my goodness me, I did not know that. So I think if you are already writing, but you're thinking, you know, I always get too many questions back when I send an email. Chances are that you're doing some fairly fundamental stuff, which is just confusing your audience. And that's actually really easy to fix. But like you just said, Brad, you could be conscious of the fact that you're doing it and also that it's possible to fix it.
Hey, so you just mentioned an email. And I think that's a really interesting aspect of what you're talking about is sort of the target writing that we're talking about, because I think we're not really talking about books. I think it's a more everyday, practical, your LinkedIn profile, the post you put on LinkedIn or Facebook or in the Facebook group, or you want feedback here, or even kind of scarier, that note to the boss or the application for the job. You know, that's short writing.
Yeah, I think, you know, what we have to accept in this world is that if you write something and the person who reads it can't understand it, they think that you, the writer, did not know what you were talking about. They don't go, maybe he doesn't know how to compose a sentence properly. They go, no, he's definitely an idiot. So it's really bad for your reputation. And, you know, we write every day on social media, especially things like LinkedIn, where our professional reputation is at stake. Job applications, you know, communications with client, communications with colleagues, with management, you know, so many misunderstandings arise because a lot of us just don't really have this under control. And if you put us in a room together, we'd probably solve that in 30 seconds flat. The question is, why on earth hasn't anyone really been paying attention to getting a system together to help us do that with the written word, especially with all this digital stuff now? It's so important. And Rock Your Writing is the medicine for that illness.
And as you said, you know, especially with Corona, maybe we're writing even more. Maybe we don't have the in-person interview or the in-person meeting where I can get across with my hands and my facial expressions and body language what I mean to say. Or I can see in your face that, wait a minute, you have no idea what I'm talking about. And so, oops, let me back up. But there's none of that. And so if we're only writing, and of course, even without Corona, we're still, of course, writing a lot all the time, even though people always say, oh, I never write. I'm like, oh, really? Really? How's that going? No emails, no Twitter tweets, no Facebook posts, nothing. Yeah, how's that working out? So this is really applicable in all senses of many forms of communication that we use every single day.
Especially for online stuff, because as if you just reflect on your own online habits, we tend to scroll or click away really quickly if we read something that doesn't seem to answer the question that we have in our head. And so poor writing takes a long time to process. So you could actually have the answer to that person's problem, but because it's poorly formulated, people are clicking or scrolling away before you can actually engage them. That's a lost opportunity. That's a lost job. That's a lost contract. It's a loss of reputation. So especially, I mean, Twitter used to be so short and to the point, and that was great for people's writing because you had to get the stuff under control. Now they've doubled the count, and so, you know, it's changed quite a lot. But the principle remains: people's attention spans are short. You've got a finite period of time to make an impact, grab the attention, and convert them to you, you know, your point of view or to your team to come and have talk to you further. And Rock Your Writing will help you really get that nice and tight and succinct and clear, easy for you to write, easy for other people to understand.
You know, again, on the length or quantity, that's really interesting, because if you said, oh, we're going to use this to edit my 100-page novel, my first thought would just be, oh, this is going to take forever, and I'm going to need to refer to this a million times, and it sounds terrible. But if all we're doing is a post or an email, then I think, oh, I can handle that. Oh, and look, I've got some tools. I've got some frameworks here. I can use this to apply it to my very short piece. Oh, that I can do. By the way, I'm very much into that I can do. Because as you and I have talked about, I mean, I even have a course that I offer that is way overwhelming. In fact, I'm not really even offering it anymore because I think it's so big and so overwhelming that even I, as the instructor who knows all the, I know all the stuff, but to get it across, it's just like, I'm partly thinking, oh, forget it. Just like you are not offering a course here called A to Z in grammar, punctuation, word order, and everything you ever wanted to know about, you know, writing in any form, short or long. So I'm even killing myself explaining this thing. No, it's not
right. No, it's, you know, it's short. And the goal of it is to give you a easy to internalize system that you can remember and just use every single day. Sure, part of what you get with the course are 8 PDF workbooks with all the information from the videos, plus all the tasks in it. So you could download and print those up and refer to them as and when you need to. But my suspicion is that if you take a bit of time and go through the course thoroughly, module by module, and do a bit of practice with what you learned in the module before doing the next module, you won't need to refer to the PDFs that much, because you will have done the practice to internalize the new piece of information, and then it's there. It becomes your new habit. And that's where these kinds of online training tools become really, really useful, because you can go at your own tempo. You can sit and practice something until you've internalized it, and then and only then move on to the next bit.
Yeah. And they always say, you know, the best pieces of software is the one you actually know how to use and that you actually use. And so here, if I'm like, I even just the word order example, I remembered that, and I now consciously think about it. So, and I don't need to refer back to the course. I have that now embedded in me, and I'm going to think about it a little more, and I'm going to make that sentence even better. So that's really interesting that you're not saying, oh, you need to refer to the course again and again. No, you're going to internalize at least some of these things. And if you want to internalize more, sure, you can jump back in anytime. But it's just stuff that you can use on a regular basis. Sounds great, David.
Cool.
Well, we I gotta say, I really like it. I mean, you and I are both busy in the online world and marketing and writing, and there's just so much like fluff and, you know, miracle cures out there that when you first told me about this course, and I didn't really know what I was getting into, and then I realized like, wow, this is actually practical, useful, applicable stuff. And I thought, oh, what a breath of fresh air. How nice that is to have that. So I'm really thankful you created it. And I'm happy to have been a slight part of it. Happy to talk with you today and hear more about it. And Any final parting words for our listeners or viewers?
No, I think we've managed to say it all up until now. And thanks for the compliments. I mean, that was my goal, to create something that cut through the rubbish, that was light, easy to use, and practical, that you could literally, the moment you log off, you can use something that you just learned. Wow. So that was really the goal. So if anyone's listening and they think this sounds well, you know, yeah, I would like to be able to write more easily and quicker, use Bradley's link to sign up for Rock Your Writing from this video.
Yeah, I'll put a link below or down below in the comments. And thank you so much, David. So I'm going to let you go back, enjoy your family, enjoy what's hopefully some nice weather coming up in the next few days, and some beaches and the exotic Netherlands, which, you know, the secret gem of our little country here.
Yeah, it is beautiful here. It's the pleasure. Thank you, Bradley.
Thanks, David. All right. Bye-bye.